This is Senior Radio Buffalo on News Radio 930 WBEN. SeniorRadioBuffalo.com is the website, SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. All the information is right there. This is Joe Chile, and we appreciate you joining us this morning and this Saturday, spending part of your weekend with us. We're pleased to have in studio today with us the folks from Andrews Estate Service. You've heard them many times. They're partners of ours. And we have Joe Bednarchuk, and Amy Bednarchuk, who is the wife and mom of one of the Joes to the left and to the right. You'll have to determine when you're in your room which one it is. We'd like to welcome you, Amy, for coming in this morning.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Heard lots of great things about you, lots of things that you've added to some of the things that, Joe have done. Your husband has spoken about you favorably, your son even more favorably. So he gets an extra birthday gift this year. Does Andrews Estate Service make and donate theme baskets? You do?
Yes.
This, yeah?
Yes, we do.
What is, you know, it was the last thing I would have thought of, you know, when you started thinking of Andrews Estate Service would be theme baskets. And, you know, what's the reason for it? And what would you include in your theme baskets?
Well, I'm going to deflect that to my wife.
Deflect?
Amy.
Okay.
The theme basket idea came about because over many, many years I've attended a lot of them, and it's always been enjoyable. And our clients have new, packaged, unopened, sometimes gently used items, and they didn't always want to have them just trashed or given away and not be repurposed. So Joe, and myself came up with an idea of how we can help service the community and our clients, and theme baskets came to mind, and we've been doing it now for a number of years.
What kind of things would be in the in those theme baskets?
Well, that would depend upon what the theme of the basket would be. We have mugs, we would have napkins, paper plates, books, candles, cookware, you name it, it pretty much goes in it. As long as it's new, usable, untarnished, no chips, no scratches, and so forth.
So do you actually ask, you know, the individuals, I mean, because you've gone in and you're clearing out a home or whatever, and you see things that are unopened. Maybe there's a set of books here by a specific author, or maybe there's DVDs or something of this nature, and do you say, would you mind if we put this in a theme basket? Or when you take these things out, do you just, you know, kind of collect them after the fact and then put them together?
Well, we've actually discussed this with some of our clients, as we've mentioned in the past segments, that, you know, we were thinking about starting up the theme baskets. And one particular senior who was in a wheelchair had said, oh, I used to go to those. I'd love to see my items go to good use like that. So that's where we came up with the idea of gathering from different estates. It's not necessarily from the same house or the same estate. But let's say, for example, there might be a couple of items from one particular house. As Amy had mentioned, some of the particulars, let's say some cookware, and we may gather that from two or three different estates and then come up with a theme basket. Some of our clients have actually given us theme baskets, you know, the actual baskets to make the theme baskets.
So when you start talking about theme baskets and you're, you know, are what kind of themes? Like if you do, some would be all cookware. Could some be, you know, maybe, you know, kind of things that some items they may use, whether they be maybe records, you know, something that somebody might put value in. Now, there are records now. Records would be used, but that would even make them more valuable because maybe it's a Beatles album that was pressed in Germany. When we used to do Beatles albums back in the day, we would play records on radio. We would specifically go to Germany to get them because the pressings were better and the albums themselves would last longer, and the albums themselves sounded better. So we did something like that, not to disgruntle American workers or whatever at the time, but this is what we did then years ago.
No, those types of items we would sell online for our clients directly, and because that's going to maximize. We're talking about general items that might range from $1 to $15, toiletries or children's toys, One estate we ran across last year had a lot of baby items in it, so it would be those types of items.
I've got to think that, you know, children's items, because of the fact that you just end up with toys and toys and toys and toys. My grandkids are into the Avengers now, so they got all these Avengers characters. But, you know, you can use them for so long, and then they're going to go in a basket someplace, and that's going to be it. And it's not something that they necessarily would show a lot of wear and tear, you know what I mean? But it's something that's not going to go away. I mean, look how long, for instance, even something like Superman, DC Comics, Superman's been here forever. And, you know, and you see, of course, then again, you start talking about collectibles. I mean, if it was Superman, if it was something you just have in the store now, that would be something you put in a theme basket. But if it's something that was produced in the 40s or something like this, I'm sure there would be an intrinsic value to that.
As Joe said, anything that has a lot of intrinsic value, we do not include into the theme basket. Those would be taken care of separately. We would do things like Beanie Babies. They'd still have their tags
right,
on,
yeah.
And then we'd have lots a basket filled with Beanie Babies. Or we do seasonal items, snowmen mugs and decorations, or Christmas ornaments and holiday napkins and paper plates. Or we do birthday party basket, balloons and paper plates, banners, little gift bags. We've done gardening with gloves and small packages of seeds.
So where do you donate these theme baskets? Where do they go to?
Well, we find them at various places online. We hear from word of mouth. We see announcements in the newspaper, the bees, and we call and inquire if they're interested in having some donations, and they're always open to that.
And since we've been doing this for a few years now, they're actually contacting us 1 or 2 months ahead of time, you know, for repeat theme baskets.
You know, I can remember the days when my kids, years ago, were small, and you might have, like at a birthday time, you know, two relatives buy the exact same gift. They want to make them feel bad, and you're like, you put one away, and you give them one, and then the relatives will say, oh, I won't bring it back, I'll just get something else, or whatever. So there may be instances where you have items that are either wrapped or something that have never been used, and, you know, and you could just go through these things. Like you, I mean, we had Mr. Fitness on a previous episode say that, you know, he put stuff up in the attic. I'm sure there are things in attics that were put in storage boxes that may have never, ever been opened. And, you know, you're not going to even discover them until you go through them one day. Right?
Especially in closets.
You know, really?
That's where we'll find multiples, no matter what it might be, whether it's toiletries or whether it's cosmetics or whether it's just paper products. Sometimes we'll, you know, multiples on food items that have not been expired, you know, that are still new. You can even put a theme basket together.
Of course, you've never, ever found anything that was given, like, as a shower gift that was really ugly or maybe somebody didn't want to keep.
Well, how about bottles of liquor that have never been opened and are still in their Christmas wrap from the 1950s or 60s that were given as gifts?
Really?
Yes.
And this is just in your own home? just kidding. You know, here's the thing that I could see. How many people have gotten a tie for Father's Day, you know, that they kept as a souvenir because it was given by a daughter or son, whatever, that they just never, ever wore? You know what I mean?
Yes.
And things, you know, like ties and suits and things, go out of style, come back in style, out of style, come back in. You know what I mean?
And that's something where we do come across that, where a lot of times if people are, you know, collecting a lot of clothing, they'll, as you mentioned, ties or any other type of, you know, fabric, they'll still have the tags on there. So that's, you know, fairly common we do come across. As to the volume of how much they're saving with the tagged items, that really depends upon the situation with our client.
What about sports memorabilia? Something like that? old Bills hats or, you know, maybe baseball caps from teams that have changed or whatever.
Yes, we do find a lot of that. But again, that we usually try to sell privately for them because obviously, you know, if you have a World Series program from the 1950s, you can, you know, command some good money. But if we're talking about, let's say, some baseball cards from last year that are still brand new in the package, you know, they're not going to bring in as much money, so we could use that for the theme baskets. Hoarders love when we make theme baskets out of the items that they may have or their mother or father hoarded for a long time because they just don't want those discarded or even donated. So they like to see them donated in a different fashion where somebody's going to be using that. I will say, even with the theme baskets, on a side note, lately, I'd say the last year or so, we're noticing people are going to the theme basket raffles, and they're actually trying to get these theme baskets to give as gifts for their relatives, because we'll even find complete theme baskets in the estates that haven't been opened up.
That's great.
And that makes it easy for us because we could just take that and donate it right away to another theme basket.
All right. Joe Bednarczyk, Amy Bednarczyk from Andrews Estate Service, talking a little bit about a different theme today, theme baskets. Give us your phone number and your website, please.
Of course. You start small, give us a call, 716-873-7440. Once again, 716-873-7440. And you can visit us on our website, aes86.com.
All right, very good. Website one more time.
Oh, yes. So aes86.com.
Right. Amy, Joe, and Joe, thank you for joining us this morning at Senior Radio.
Thank you for inviting us in.
Okay. Senior Radio Buffalo, this is News Radio 930 WBEN.